This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. U.S. Navy fighter jets are flying over the airport in Kabul, a reminder to the Taliban of U.S. firepower as the military evacuates Americans and others from an Afghanistan now controlled by the Taliban. Taliban fighters ring the airport as the U.S. flies out desperate evacuees. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
State Department spokesman Ned Price said Thursday 6,000 people had been newly cleared for evacuation, a major increase over previous days.
The United States military is undertaking a gargantuan airlift operation right now.
But with President Biden's August 31st deadline for complete withdrawal of U.S. troops less than 2 weeks away, it is unclear how many people are in need of evacuation. Some estimates of U.S.-Afghan citizens and family range from 11,000 to 15,000. Tens of thousands of others may also be seeking an exit.
Beginning today, you'll have to show proof you're fully vaccinated if you want to eat, drink, or exercise indoors in San Francisco. It's one of the toughest such restrictions in the nation. Restaurant and bar owners plan to have extra staff at the front doors to verify proof of vaccination. Kids are returning to school, and in three COVID hotspot states, Florida, Texas, and Arizona, millions of them are now required to wear face masks in class as school boards defy their Republican governors. Dr. Timothy Groover at Baptist Health System in Jacksonville, Florida, says the Delta variant appears more likely to attack the young than earlier versions of the virus.
The ages decrease from what we saw in the previous variants. It's attacking the younger, and the younger are sicker, and they're sicker quicker.
Rowdy airline passengers have now racked up a record $1 million in potential fines this year, says the FAA. This is AP News. A federal judge in Nevada has issued an order on deportations. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
U.S. District Judge Miranda Dew, a migrant herself from Vietnam, found that a criminal law surrounding deportations, making it a felony to try to return to the U.S., is unconstitutional. The judge says Section 1326 is based on racist, nativist roots and discriminates against Mexican and Latinx people. The judge's 43-page order dismisses the criminal indictment of Gustavo Carrillo Lopez, who was arrested in Nevada in 2019 after having been deported 10 years earlier. Although prosecutors could appeal, former HUD Secretary Julian Castro says he doubts the Justice Department would want to defend a law with, quote, an incredibly racist history. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow dropped 66 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.